Hey, and we're back, and that was Straight Up by Paula Abdul. And today is the last day to register to vote if you wish to vote in this year's general elections. And we have the big governor's race this year. And so, sorry about that. And early voting begins October 18th, and uniform elections are on November 2nd. What are you guys going to vote? Because you... Where's Melissa?
I'm 17, so I can't vote yet.
Melissa is 18, and so she can.
I can vote, but I don't know who to vote for.
Well, you have time to decide, November 2nd at the latest. So just make sure you make an informed decision.
Somebody says I should vote for Bill White. So, yeah.
I would recommend that you take into account who that person is.
I don't know. Like, I know that the person now, what's his name? Yeah, Rick Perry. He's, like, Republican.
Okay.
That's what I know.
Rick Perry's also a Texas A&M Aggie, though.
Vote for him!
And since he's an Aggie, I would vote for him.
He did bad things to education.
What?
Why?
Because he didn't want Texas tax and going out of Texas.
Oh.
I don't blame him.
Dylan,
he gets all the money back to A&M.
Okay, we're gonna get back to the music, and I'll see you guys later.
from my lover's tongue, cooler than ice cream and warmer than the sun. The hearts get broken just like china cups. The language of love has left me broken on the rock.
But there's just gonna make up in the mirror and crash, crash, crash into a ditch. Just plan. She needs a golden calculator to divide the time it takes to look inside and realize that real guys go for real down to Mars, girl. Yeah, I know you'd like to thank you. Don't stand. I said, Shawty, would you call me? She said, pardon me, all you. I said, darling, you sound like a palsy. Oh, so you're one of them tricks. Get geeked at the sight of an ATM receipt. But name been beat, dropping name, she's weak. Nah, this law's mistaken for a geek. Quick way to eat, deep place to sleep. When I come for a week, trick for a treat. No, go on the road. My test is flawless, regardless. We don't want to get involved with all them lawyers and judges. Just to hold grudges in the courtroom. I want to see your support, not support you.
And I'm joined by a crowd. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves?
All right. Good morning. I'm Sarah Wright.
You already know me. I'm Melissa.
Yes, that's Melissa.
And hi, I'm Amy.
And I'm still here. I'm Dylan.
Yes, that's Dylan. Hey, so did any of you see SNL this weekend?
Yeah, no, but I just watched it right now.
Oh, so a lot of people are really, really surprised that Kanye West did so well because he... Okay, I have to admit, even though I'm not a huge fan of him, and no, I'm not a fan at all, really, I think he did really well during his performance. He was the musical guest. Bryan Cranston was the host. He's from Breaking Bad. But Kanye, it was unlike anything I'd ever seen on SNL. You guys just watched it, so why don't you describe what you saw?
It was like all these dancers in white all moving like in sync. It was really cool.
Yeah, and the stage was completely bare but illuminated, so it was kind of like watching something heavenly or ethereal. Yeah, but he was still wearing a crown, so very Kanye. So did you, Melissa, Faith, did you guys see it?
I did not.
Melissa, are you, I know you're a huge Taylor Swift fan, so how are you feeling about Kanye rebounding after the Taylor Swift gate of 2009?
Well, I didn't watch the Saturday Night Live performance, but I did see him perform at the MTV Music Video Awards, right. And I saw Taylor Swift perform as well, and she did like a rebuttal to his parody. Like she forgave him, but it was still like she brought it up. It was awesome.
It was like she accepted it in a way.
Mm-hmm, but she brought it back up so people wouldn't forget what a douche she is.
I don't think he's gonna have a problem with that.
I think what Kanye did, even though it was kind of rude, it was rude, but it did kind of help Taylor Swift out a bunch because it gave her a bunch more free publicity.
You know what? It really did, and people felt a lot of sympathy for her, and they paid more attention to her afterward.
Mm-hmm. So it was a good thing.
Yeah,
overall.
So in a way, Kanye is actually a great person.
Yes. Wonderful.
It sure hurt Kanye, though.
I don't know, Kanye's always been kind of a douche, though.
What I mean? Well, that's true. I mean,
And he's always been a good performer, though. You just have to take the good with the bad.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Well,
I'm sorry, I'm going to put in... I'd say, you know, great job with Kanye on his performances. I mean, he always does a good job on the performance, especially, you know, what he did on SNL and as well as the MTV Awards this year. And, you know, being off the stage for all the things that he's done in the past, but, you know, what he did to Taylor Swift during that performance at the MTV Music Awards was really a really good thing for him to do. Yeah, I think that was really nice of him to do that.
What I'd really like for Kanye to do, though, is sing without an auto-tuner. Because anybody can sing with an auto-tuner. I don't know if he can sing if he can sing without it.
Right. I would agree with that, especially with, you know, a few other singers, especially like Kesha. Or...
Yes, definitely.
Oh, God, Kesha.
That'd be interesting.
Don't get me started on Kesha. Okay. But
she's got some good songs.
Amy, no, you're not allowed to talk anymore. We're going to get back to the music now, so here goes.
Yeah. Don't you wanna swim with me? Don't you wanna feel my skin on your skin? It's only natural. Don't you wanna come with me? Don't you wanna feel my bones on your bones? It's only natural. Come and take a swim with me. Don't you wanna feel my skin on your skin? It's only
back, and the crowd is still with me. Say hello, crowd.
Hey!
She regrets us.
Yeah. Well, the Richland Collegiate High School is having a CC's Pizza fundraiser Thursday, October 21st from 3:30 to 7:30, and it's at the CC's on West Campbell Road in Richardson. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested in helping out the RCHS class, just go order something and mention RCHS, and we'll get a 10% of your order. So,
and speaking of fundraisers, the RCHS group is also having a fundraiser. We're just going to be selling cheeses and sausages and various dips.
Nuts.
Nuts.
Wait, are we selling cheese?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
It's
It actually looks pretty good. It doesn't seem like those cheap fundraisers at all. It's actually really good.
It's really, really nice cheese.
Just remember, if you want to order something, order it from Dylan.
Or Faith.
Or Sarah. I mean,
got candies and gummy bears too.
But yeah, so okay. It's a really good fundraiser and it'll really help us out a lot. So if you ever want some cheese or nuts or sausages, then you can come by.
Or like if you're like, if you're hosting a party of some kind and you have a really big crowd and just need some special entrees and stuff. I mean, you'll have it right there.
Just remember, if you go to the CC's though and order the pizza, don't use a coupon. We want the 10%.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
That you bought today, staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long.
Thank you for joining me. You guys have any final words to say?
No?
Yeah, thanks for having us on the air. This was a blast.
Yeah, it's been a great time.
I love you guys. I love you guys so much.
Thank you so much
for listening. I love you. Like, you guys don't know. Like, I'm crying right now.
To the audience of three people listening to this, thank you.
Hey. Hey. No. Only I get to say that.
I love you. Peace.
And remember, views and expressed on the show are my own unless otherwise stated, and do not reflect the opinion or anyone at KDEX Richland and or the DCCD. Thank you.
It's bigger than you, and you are not me. The lengths that I will go to, the distance in your eyes. Oh no. Set it up. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spot. Like losing my religion. Trying to keep up. You
was just a dream. That was just a dream. That's me in the corner. That's me in the spotlight. Losing my religion. Trying to keep up you. And I don't know if I can do it.
Would you mind standing one side, please, while the police are pushing the crowd back? Here's Mr. Wilmoth, owner of the barn here. He may have some interesting facts to add. Mr. Wilmoth, would you please tell the radio audience as much as you remember of this rather unusual visitor that dropped in your backyard? A step closer, please. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mr. Wilmoth.
Well, I was listening to the radio.
Closer and louder, please.
Pardon me?